And it's true.
Now, have they raised cotton?
Well, way back then, years past, as I say, in the good old days, they didn't, you know, they had them boll weevils. They did not have any trouble making cotton. It would grow as high as this trailer. And in fact, my dad would drive it, ride his horse at it, and you couldn't see his top of his head. It would be so big. And they would gather it by hand, you see. And the gins, they ginned every bale of it. My daddy had a gin, and he had an old blind man that worked to sack the seed. He couldn't see where he was going, and he could sack that seed perfectly. Worked all day long at it. And the cotton, after 1913 flood, they planted cotton in May and made a wonderful crop because the water went on down. You see, when you have a flood, it really fertilizes your land. It brings in that soil, you see, that is really a fertilizer and helps that cotton grow off. And they didn't use fertilizer on it to make it now. Now you got to start, you have to do something to the seed when you put it in the ground. The minute it comes up, you have to start, but you have your fertilizer out. And, well, they could make it so reasonably. But there's so many insects that they just have to now. And that's true with the beans. Of course, they did not raise much, they didn't raise soybeans then. Very, very few. They had corn and oats and wheat and cotton, mainly cotton.
When the cotton came up, they had to do, they'd get out in the rows and...
Well, they cultivated with mule cultivator, you see. And then after that, they would have it chopped out. They had to thin it out and just keep on working it. And I don't know how many times. Sometimes, of course, if you had heavy rains, it would take longer to clean it out. But then they would get through and they would lay by, as they call it.
In about July 4th?
July the 4th. And then all the plantations would have a big picnic for all the labor.
That was a big day of celebration.
Oh, yes, indeed. That was the 4th of July celebration. They had barbecued meats of all kinds. They had everything. And, of course, the plantation furnished it for them.
You raised cotton and corn in the big...
Oh, just tremendous fields of cotton and corn.
Uh-huh. Where you put your cows out in the pasture, was that enclosed?
Oh, yes, it had to be. You had to have a fence.
What kind of?
Well, it was just a barbed wire fence by 4 strands, and it had to be kept up because it was really against the law to let them out, for them to get out, because they would destroy people's crops.
You don't remember the time when they just had open range here?
No, I don't. I sure don't. Now, they did on the levee for a long time. They had open range there, but... They may have had open range for them, but I don't remember that in my time, that they just let them go at all. Now, in the wintertime, after everything had been harvested, they let the cattle out, but they got them in at night. They fed them something at night to make them come up, you see. Those were the ones that were had for market. And there were not many big cattle races at that time.
That's interesting. You had to dig holes for the fences. You had to dig holes?
Oh,